The meeting of the Pacifica Program Committee. I'm Jim Brown. I'm just acting as the convener this evening. We have not had elections to elect officers and so forth yet, which means that we don't have a set agenda yet. However, what I'd like to do is to have each one of the members. I don't have the list in front of me, but I would like for each one to just call their name, and I'll take count that way. Is that okay?
Sure.
We don't have a secretary as of yet. Okay. I'm Jim Brown from WPFW.
Welcome. Well, you want to do this by station, Jim, or by city?
Yes.
Name and station, please.
Eric Grant, WPFW.
Vanessa Dixon, Briggs, WPFW.
Okay.
Adriana Casnave, KPFD, Houston.
Janet Coleman, WVAI, New York.
Hello?
Yes?
Benito?
Yes, Benito.
Benito?
Yeah.
WPFW, Washington.
Nancy Sabarno, I tell me KPFT, Houston.
Julie Roberts, WBAI, New York.
And this is Kim Kaufman from KPFK.
Okay, great. Well, thank you all, folks. Thank you for coming, for being here. My primary goal tonight was to see if we could get organized, to get a chair, to get a secretary, and to get our agenda moving.
Nancy Olmstead.
Well, yeah, go ahead, Nancy.
I make a motion that Jim Brown be pro tem chair for tonight.
And then Serene, please.
I second the motion.
I second the motion.
Okay.
Without objection.
I think.
Whoa.
Go ahead. What?
Serene was on the spec, I think. Yeah, but I was seconding a motion. You were on a stack that wasn't a stack.
Okay,
we were in the middle of a election.
And don't start. The chair is, we have someone who's serving as chair. Ask to be recognized before you start bellowing.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I recognize Serene now.
Okay. So I would like us to draw up a proposed agenda. I'm no Robert Hughes expert, but I would like us to be agree to be off the phone no later than 10, and I'm fine with 9:30 actually. So I'd like us to keep that in mind when we proceed with our business. And I think Jim is automatically the acting chair as the convener. I don't think we need to do anything special to force him to do it.
Okay, so far there's been no objection to it, so we can move forward. Okay. Now, I'd like to just open the floor for us to decide what we're going to do tonight. Any suggestions for the agenda?
Benito, to the stack.
Go ahead.
Well, I guess, if at all possible, I'd like to finish by 9:30, only because, to be perfectly honest, I know Eric Ramey and Vanessa and I have a mass committee meeting at 9:30, but, you know, if at all possible. But in terms of an agenda, I think that there were certain items that we were working on in 2012, which, and they were recommendations that were made. There were three recommendations made to the PMB at that time in like January or February of 2013. And they represented the work of at least the last 4 or 5 months of 2012. I don't know whatever happened to them. George would know. But I would think that that's where we need to start in terms of whatever time is left, you know, for this year. And I can basically say what they are. Number one is the Spanish language programming. Number two was the program council. And three was the National Special Events Programming. And then, well, I don't want to take away from Serene, but I was talking with her the other day, and she had an idea which I thought made absolute sense in terms of the elections are coming up. So, I mean, we got to do something about that. And maybe that's more timely than anything else.
Point of information?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would like to know what the member is referring to. It seems to be some conversation you've had earlier, but I don't really know what you're referring to.
Yeah, also
what's the other action?
No, all I'm saying, Janet, is that there were three motions or recommendations that the 2012 committee made to the PMB at that time,
mm-hmm.
and I just laid out what they were.
Okay, I mean, I haven't been at another of these meetings, so I'm behind in understanding what you've been working on.
We haven't been adding up.
This is okay. Kim, yes. If I can get on the set.
Yes, I just have one thing to say right now, and that is that I think that before we can move too far in terms of deciding on what work we're going to do, I have to sort of see how we as a committee accomplish any of that, in that at this moment we're not organized. We don't know who's going to do what yet. And I think we need to do that as soon as possible. All of the suggestions that that we make tonight, and Benita, I understand, I hear your concerns, and my research has shown that these are some of the things that we were working on that we did not finish. And I'd like to get to those, but I'd like us to get organized first. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Point of clarification.
Yes.
So I guess you're referring to electing leadership?
Yes.
Okay.
Eric to the stack, if I could.
Eric?
Yeah, I just have a concern that, let's just say an 89th Congress has terminated their affairs, and the incoming group or new members are going to inherit what a previous panel did not do. I'm not sure that's a proper or correct way to handle that. I mean, unless no one objects, I mean, I'd rather start fresh.
Kim?
That's a decision that we as a group right now can make.
This is Kim.
Kim.
I agree with Eric, which is why I wanted to be on the stack. I have no knowledge of what happened in 2012. I mean, what I thought I heard somebody say was this is stuff that happened in 2012 and it went to the PMB. And of course, none of that stuff, as far as I can tell, is on the PNB's agenda. So if it was decided in 2012, then it's up at the PNB. And I don't know why we're rehashing something that happened in 2012. At any rate, if there's something different, then somebody needs to pull out those minutes. But I think we're entitled to, you know, come up with our own agenda.
That's all well and good. I think we need to first organize ourselves. We need to elect some officers so that we know who's going to be doing what. We need to have somebody who's going to take responsibility for certain actions to be taken.
Going to the staff.
Okay. Who's that, Serene?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. So I have a multi-part motion, which I cannot write down because I'm driving, so someone should try to remember the parts for me.
You're really asking a lot.
Excuse me. You don't have the floor. Stop it.
Yeah, right.
You have this compulsion to speak every time I begin. What's the problem?
I'm mad as a hatter.
Please. That's
your mental health condition is your problem, not mine. Okay.
That's respect.
So I propose that we agree to open nominations for chair and secretary, and to keep them open for people to nominate or self-nominate by email until Thursday. Today is Monday, right? Until Thursday, and that...
Thursday?
Until this coming Thursday.
And, I think the 24th or something?
Yeah. Well, the 25th, maybe?
25th.
And that... the current convener, Jim Brown, and I'd be willing to help with this, would arrange to have ballots sent out to all committee members to vote. The ballots would be returned. Janet, count on one to mute yourself. Would ballots can be returned to the national office? To the admin assistant, or we could ask the two gentlemen from KPFK, who were very helpful the last time the PNB needed to have its own election, committee election, to do it. Whichever option proves most feasible, and I'd be happy to work with you in terms of information, Jim. So that's the first part of the motion. The second part is that... we spend tonight deciding what assignments, well, you know, taking assignments away. It does not make sense. Oh, well, okay. That we decide what we hope to accomplish over the next 4 months or so. This committee is probably going to be alive until, usually they last until February or March when new people are elected, or, you know, they're repopulated by new people every year. Reconstituted every year, I should say. Not necessarily new people. Many people do continue. So that's my motion, and that we end by 9:30.
Okay.
Benito, second the motion.
Okay.
Oh, and by 9:30.
Eric to the stack. Serene, what was the first part of your motion again?
First part was, are you ready?
Yes.
That we have... that we open the floor for election of officers tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, may I go to the stack then, Eric Ramey?
Okay, one second. Does everyone understand the motion that's on the floor?
This is Kim.
No.
Yeah.
There are, like, three different motions in that one motion.
I heard one. One, I heard two.
Let's talk
about the party part. One is the election, one is setting the agenda, and one is a time certain to end.
Time certain to end, yeah.
Okay, I didn't say the agenda. I said the work of the committee for the next several months. It's not tonight's agenda, per se.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Okay.
Was the motion seconded?
Yeah.
From what I think, this is it, is that we open the floor for election of officers tonight, that's it, for the chair and for the secretary, and that we leave it open until, I think you said Thursday?
Right, midnight Thursday, the 25th.
And have these, and have the...
midnight... Can
put together a ballot and send it out tonight and have everyone look at it.
We would send the ballots out Thursday night. People have until Thursday to nominate or self-nominate.
Oh,
we would
send
the ballots out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let me make sure I have it. The nominations will be open until Thursday, the 25th.
At midnight, yeah.
Okay. At midnight.
Point of clarification.
We probably want this at 11:59 p.m. Thursday.
and we need to have someone to be designated as receiving the nominations.
Yes, may I speak to that?
Yeah.
Oh, may I elucidate? If in fact, I'll check tomorrow with the IED, if in fact the admin assist can accommodate us in terms of the ballots, then, you know, giving people, I don't know, shall we say a week to do their voting, it's fine. If for, you know, because of their workload or who knows what, we cannot be accommodated by the national office, then I was supposed to contact John Gary III, who's the secretary at KPFK. He's their FSC secretary, and Terry Goodman, who is their, all-around elections guy person. I forget if he has an official title. I know he posts some of their meetings and stuff, so but to have them then handle the balloting in the same way they did the balloting for the PNB committees a few months ago.
Okay.
Isn't this a PNB committee?
And what was his name again? Last person. You said John Gary and who?
John Gary III and Terry Goodman.
Point of information, please.
Beth.
I can't tell if I'm being heard or not.
I'm Claudia on the stack. This is Kim.
Yeah, Eric ran me to the stack as well.
I thought I heard Eric first and then some. Who else?
No, it was Janet Coleman first and then Kim and then Eric.
Okay, go ahead, Janet.
Sorry, I muted and unmuted. Never mind, I think I understand. I think I understand the motion.
Okay.
I pass.
All right, good. And everyone else? Who's next?
Eric Ramey is third.
Yeah.
Somebody's ahead of me.
Eric, go ahead.
On the last conference call we had, a motion was made and it was passed that anyone who was running for office for the benefit of at least the newer members would somehow, I guess we agreed to have a list or an email or something where folks could identify themselves and speak briefly about who they are so that newer people would just wouldn't be in the dark as to who they were voting for.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's passed.
So we're gonna, so whoever nominates or self-nominates has some little bit of information about the candidate that we can vote use to decide our vote?
Janet, please ask for the floor.
I'm sorry, he was talking to me. Am I correct?
He was talking to the committee.
Hold on. Eric.
Yes.
Will you finish?
Eric was explaining something to me.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. But that's
explaining
that's,
okay, to the
thanks.
Committee.
I got it. Thank you so much.
Hold on.
But in addition to that, it occurs to me that persons who are interested in running for office should probably be on this call. That's it. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Okay. Who's next on the stack? Was that
this
you?
Kim. Hello?
Go ahead, Kim.
Well, first of all, where are the minutes from last time about this motion? Because I think, I guess it was Eric who just said that if there are candidates, they have a right to speak and identify themselves, and so everybody knows who they are. I think that by creating a cutoff date in 4 days...
Did somebody knock out the noise?
Go ahead.
I think that's very disenfranchising. I don't know why the people aren't here tonight, but clearly they won't know about this deadline in 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And
Kim.
We won't know who those people are. But to get back to my first point, where are the minutes from the last meeting? Because we need to see that motion. Because maybe we were supposed to have elections tonight. That sounds like what we passed last time, to have elections tonight.
I don't recall us passing a motion that we had to have elections tonight, nor do I recall anyone nominating anyone or anyone being nominated.
No, they set a procedure that we wouldn't have elections last time, but we would have them at this meeting to allow people to show up if they wanted to be. Now, where are the minutes from last meeting? That's all we need.
As far as I know, there are no minutes. I don't think anyone was taking specific minutes because we hadn't gotten organized. We had a long discussion
about it. Well, somebody needs to go and listen to the meeting and find out what we passed at the last meeting, because I believe that is what we passed at the last meeting, that we would have elections tonight. If anybody was interested, they would show up tonight. We've given them a month, and now they're here. So that's my recollection, and I think somebody needs to, you know, dig up the audio and dig up the minutes,
because
that motion was passed.
Yeah, 1 second. Kim, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm saying that if that's the case, then we will do that. I'm telling you what I don't recall happening. You said you recall that, and if anyone else recalls us setting a specific date and a specific agenda for this meeting, then please speak up now.
It wasn't a specific agenda. It was having elections at the next meeting, which is a general accepted procedure on committees. You know, you give people, time to show up.
Notice.
Benito to the stack.
And Eric after Benito, please.
Okay. Benito.
Well, I don't remember us making that decision, but since Kim is bringing it up and she seems to be so clear about it, and she wants to suggest that somebody should do this work, Kim, why don't you do it? Why don't you look it up and listen to the audio and bring us a,
synopsis.
Yeah, not synopsis.
A transcription.
I'll tell you why, because I am the secretary on two other committees. How many secretaries are you committees? Or how many committees are you secretary on, Benito? I'm already done doing my duty. Thank you very much.
Well, you're the one making the suggestion.
And Vanessa to the staff.
Yeah, I think it's appropriate if there were motions passed that we find them.
Are people being recognized to speak or just speaking?
Apparently the latter.
Vanessa, you have the floor.
I think Eric was before me. Eric was
Benito, were you through? Were you finished? Benito.
Oh.
Were you finished?
Well, she had interrupted. I don't even remember, you know, what I originally was saying, where I was anymore. So, Eric, you might as well go ahead.
Yeah.
Chair.
I'm kind of like 99.
Vanessa.
I'm sorry?
Eric.
I had asked for asked to be on the staff.
Eric?
Yes. Yeah. I'm pretty much in the same camp as Kim is. We voted to have the parties, interested parties in, who wanted their candidacy to go on record, that they would somehow identify themselves and just tell us a bit about themselves, and that seems like that would have been the basis for elections taking place this evening. I know for a fact that we did pass that motion to have the party somehow identify themselves and say what they were about, and that would have been a prelude to having that done tonight. That's my recollection as well, that the elections would have occurred at the next meeting, which is this meeting we're on right now.
Fine.
This is Serene for the stack, right?
Yeah. Okay, Serene. I think Vanessa was, and then Serene.
Right.
Vanessa?
Okay. So, I think it would be more productive, in my opinion. I did not participate in the last meeting, so I don't know what the motion may have been. But whether a motion was made or not, there's some difference of opinion as to whether there was one or what happened. Let's move on, as we've planned this evening, to elect the officers by the means that was suggested, which is to make nominations. We have until a date certain and time certain to make nominations. I think trying to go back and reconstruct a record
is only going to be obstructive to the process in general.
And point of order?
And we just need to move on.
Point of order?
Will you finish, Vanessa?
I happen to be finished.
Okay. Go ahead. What's your point of order?
My point of order is that what she's just said is impossible. It's either out there or it isn't. We either make up something or we have it clear in front of our eyes.
What?
Okay. I think, Serene, next.
Yes, thanks. I don't remember the details of what we agreed on. I would ask that someone who's on the call volunteer to go back and listen to the audio and send around notes, that in the meantime we put the portion of the motion about elections on hold. I'm wondering if people are able, if we can adjourn this meeting, not at the moment, but if we can adjourn it to Thursday. Are people available on Thursday? I don't want us to wait a month. Are people available this Thursday, the 25th?
Let's have a roll call. Anybody who would be available on Thursday?
At what time?
That's not even a properly noticed meeting.
Okay, Kim, you don't have the floor. You don't just get to shout out.
Didn't you just shout out?
It is.
Didn't you just shout out to shout her down?
Kim,
Janet, Serena,
Janet.
What are you? You're not.
She was identified.
What I am is more than a little annoyed.
Serena,
shut up when I'm speaking.
Hello, Serena.
Nancy, I'm back. Okay.
Finish what you were saying, and then we'll listen to this. I can't listen to 20 people at one time talking because I can't follow that.
It is, in fact, completely proper to adjourn a meeting to continue at a fixed time, and it does not require 7 days' notice because it is not a new meeting. It is a continuation. It is an adjourned session. So, know what you're talking about. The question is, are people available? I mean, we can do it Wednesday, perhaps. We can do it Thursday. What is the pleasure of the body?
The pleasure of the body must be to find a majority.
Benito to the stack, and actually, point of order.
Benito, go ahead.
Okay, before I get on the stack, I'm making a point of order, and some of you know what I'm getting ready to say. I would like the chair to note for the record the continual disruption of the meeting by the director who just spoke a second ago, just as she does customarily at all of the PMB meetings. So that's my point of order. After that, I'd like to get on the stack.
And I'll make a point of personal privilege to follow that. I will be extremely happy if you make that notation in my permanent record, that Benito Diaz, the great free speech advocate and liberator, would like to censure at every opportunity a female member of the board, a female senior citizen of the board with 40 years of experience in radio. Put that on the record, please.
What have to do with the size of
that? You want to put this back?
Everyone, please. Adriana, go ahead.
Yes. First of all, I think that most of the members are members of the PMB. They know perfectly that they shouldn't be using these open meetings that the public is listening to mention names and to attack each other. But if we can come back to the point, I want to remember everybody that Thursday the 25th, we have financed, the PMB have financed committee. For me, it will be impossible. That's it. Thank you.
The 25th, there is a meeting, PMB meeting.
Oh.
Yes.
That's what you're saying, Adriana?
Yes.
Okay.
The 25th is the finance because we have till the end of the month to finish with all the budget. We have tomorrow and the 25th. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm sorry, what day is finance?
Thursday can't happen because there's a, you say that the Thursday is the 23rd.
Oh,
you say there is a meeting.
25th.
What about Wednesday?
Can't do it.
No.
No, we have a PFW meeting on the 25th. And the 26th, I'll be out of town.
What about Saturday?
Saturday, I'll be in. I'm still out of town.
This is Kim. I have a point of information.
Yes, go ahead, Kim. What's your question?
Is there some reason why we cannot have elections tonight?
Thank you,
Nancy. I'm stuck.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, I'm looking at my notes that I took at the last meeting, and I didn't finish to the end, but I do see a motion, poll the membership to choose the day with the best outcome for the next meeting, which is what we voted on. So we really did not make a, well, according to my, I'll have to listen to the archives, but I don't think we decided that tonight we were going to elect. But maybe in the archives. But what I see is that we were just concerned with getting a date to meet. That's all.
That's what I recall.
I'll volunteer to listen to the archives and write some summary. I'm happy to do that. Y'all are busy.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, Nancy.
That, Boris, appreciate that. Thank you, Nancy.
A point of information. So, rather than put the cart before the horse, when are we going to have, we haven't established when the next meeting would be.
I think we could poll people with some dates, and I could send those out tonight, and we could decide, and we'll know by tomorrow what within the next day or so what day is the next meeting.
That'll be good. And you, by the way, very good sharing, Jim.
Serene for the stack.
Serene.
Okay, so thank you, Nancy, for agreeing to do to listen to the archive and send the notes around. And thank you, Jim, for agreeing to poll for another meeting date. I would like to amend the motion that was currently on the floor about the three-part thing to remove the section about elections, since the status of that is apparently in dispute, but to keep the other two sections, and I may drop you because I'm getting on the FDR, the other two sections, one which is to end this meeting at 9:30, it is now 9:15, and the second, that was the third, the other part, the other existing part, is to sort of outline what we expect to be the work of the committee for the next 2 months. In a very short discussion for the next 15 minutes or so.
A point of information. Serena, I think we need to break that up into at least two, possibly three motions. Unless you want to just overrule the entire motion.
Well, what's your suggestion then, real quick?
Well, that we need at least to have...
What's your suggestion, I'm asking?
No, she had three different components of the motion.
Yeah.
So I'm just asking that they be separated. Or we can vote on the whole thing and just vote it up and down. I mean, we spent almost 45 minutes talking about the time we're going to adjourn. Yeah. I mean...
Point of order.
Which is, I think, 14 minutes from now.
Serene, and then who was that, Janet?
This is Kim. I have a point of order. Kim, I have a point of order.
I thought I heard Serene first in a point
That's
of order.
Fine, but I am making a point of order, Jim. That
you
takes
can,
precedence
you can
over
a point of, you can make a point of order, Jim. Please.
Go ahead.
I think what Eric is saying is he's making a motion to divide that motion into three parts. Is that correct, Eric?
That's a point of order.
Thank you, yes.
Is that a point of order?
Yes, it is.
This is Serene.
I see.
Go ahead.
There are no longer three parts to the motion. The motion had been the process for elections, the committee's work for its remaining time and adjourning at 9:30. We're going to lose three members of this group at 9:30, so I don't even understand where there is dispute about whether or not we should continue. But anyway, that's one. And the remaining now 13 minutes, the suggestion is to discuss what it is we hope to accomplish within, you know, over the next few months. A motion to divide is not debatable. Eric raised it as a, he said, point of information. It sounded to me like a suggestion. It was not, in fact, a motion to divide, although anyone can treat it as a motion to divide, but let's not pretend that's what it was. But I'm fine with it. Let's move on and do something in the next 12 minutes.
I second the amendment.
Good. Eric, real quickly.
Yeah, he was correct. It was a point of information. It was not a motion. Secondly, just to the point about the PFW meeting, it's not critical that I join at 9:30. I mean, I'm not in agreement with what they're going to discuss anyway, so I'm going to leave on the call.
Let's get back to what we have to do here for the sake of everyone else. For the sake of everyone else.
Well, I'm just saying I don't have to leave at 9:30. That's what I'm saying.
I understand.
Who said that?
Eric Ramey.
Hi.
For the sake of everyone else, all in favor of dividing the motion is if I hear.
He said, "I'm sorry." Point of order. He said that was not his motion, but okay, whatever.
It's a point of information. We can have it as a motion. That's fine. I move that we divide this into two separate points. We divide it.
It's not okay.
It's not divisible.
What's that?
It can be divided, yes. It can be divided.
It has to be. As soon as anybody wants it to be, it is.
The suggestion right now on the floor for me, I'll tell you what I understand. I understand now is the motion about the election in terms of where, about how to handle that with the nominations and so forth, that was part of Serene's motion. Is there any objection to any of that?
I object to her motion. It's so complicated. This is a programming committee and it needs a chair. How does this happen that we're having an election throughout the Jewish holidays?
Point of order.
What are you talking? Point of clarification for the confused, please.
All right. All I'm asking.
I specifically said, I'm sorry, did you recognize me?
Yes.
I specifically said that because there is a lack of clarity, a lack of agreement about what we said about elections last time, that I am withdrawing that portion of the three-part motion. The only remaining parts are discussion of the committee's work and when to end. Eric thinks that we should split it up. Let's just split it up. We've spent 5 minutes doing what?
Debating something that wasn't there. Okay. First suggestion.
Point of information. It's not practical for us to adjourn at 9:29. It's just not practical.
First suggestion.
Nancy Olmstead.
First suggestion. I'm looking for those folks only to suggest what we are to try to accomplish within the next month or so. In terms of suggestions, this is not going to be ironclad, but I need to know what.
Somebody needs to stop playing with their phone.
I wonder who it might be.
Usual.
Will somebody start with a suggestion, please?
Nancy on the stack, please.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. May I suggest that since we have such little time, can we continue to talk after 9:30, only those who can, and we promise we will not vote on anything. We'll just have a discussion and start with the people who have to leave first about what they hope to accomplish this short time we have.
Go ahead. I think Benito and Serene are the first.
And Vanessa and Eric, or at least Vanessa.
Okay. So who?
Well, I already laid out what I thought needed to happen. I think that we need to follow up on where we left off at the end of 2012, since there was no programming committee meeting. There was no PMB programming committee in 2013. And so I think it's only proper that we take up where we left off. That's not against adding new things that need to be dealt with. And I, for one, and as I said, Serene and I had a conversation the other day, and she suggested, and so it's not even my suggestion, but I support, you know, that we need to deal with the 2014 elections, which is upon us.
Fine.
And so I would suggest that we start with that as the most timely thing, and then deal with these other motions that who knows what the PNB did with them in 2013.
Can I be on the stack, Janet?
One second.
Just put me on the stack.
You are, Janet.
I'm on. Okay, thanks.
No. Let me just. I'm saying you're on the stack. Benito.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Suggestions that you talked about earlier. Can you just send them to me as a to me, and I will compile them and put them all together to send out to
now. Sure.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Janet?
Yeah, I'm thinking here, we really are the programming committee. And the fact that we are dwelling on motions that were made 2 years ago proves to me that we're not fulfilling our function as a programming committee. We're a radio programming committee, and we have to reflect what's immediate for the radio. 2 years old motions are not going to do the trick. We have to be in and ahead of and in the curve of and in the swing of what is happening now in our lives, in our politics, in our current events, and where, you know, and where the world is swimming. To be doodling over this other stuff here, there's something wrong with us. We have the most wonderful radio signals in the world. Why are we not helping or brainiacking some programming that might be great, that might bring this station to its feet again and all its listeners? Anyway, that's my on the stack. Thank you. I don't care what way you vote, because if you don't discuss these issues, it doesn't matter. You're pulling around.
Janet, are you there?
Who?
I said, Janet, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, then do you have a specific suggestion for what we should be doing?
I think we should have these elections as soon ASAP. I think we should have and could have had them tonight. Next possible date that is convenient for everybody, we should convene, elect somebody, and be thinking in the rest for the rest of the meeting. What can we do to enhance this network here in the remaining months we have to serve? Are we going to look at old motions and worry what they were, or think of something fresh for now that we can, you know, say so long? This is what this committee did, to support Pacifica.
Person, please. Next person was is going to be Serene, and then Benita and Vanessa.
I think they may have dropped off at least one or two.
Sorry.
Vanessa?
She's on mute.
Okay.
Serene there? Where is Vanessa?
Benita, you've already...
Yeah, I've spoken. I was just asking if they were still here.
Vanessa, are you there? No?
Eric to the stack.
Serene, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
I said Serene.
I'm sorry.
All right, okay. You know, as often happens on these calls, I got... not disconnected, but I was completely silenced. I could neither hear nor be heard on the call, although it was still, quote, connected. So I'm just getting back.
Okay. That's fine. We're giving those folks who have to leave the opportunity to make suggestions for the next, for the committee.
Oh, okay. Eric to the stack.
Since you were one of the people that have to leave, I called on you. Serene?
Okay, so thanks very much. I would like us to go back and, you know, anyone can volunteer to do this, but we need to find the last program policy that was passed by the committee. I disagree that every committee needs to start all over. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. We can build on the work of others. So we need to find the last program, PMB, the last specific programming policy that was approved. We need to... I would think, and I'll send a motion forward. I'm sorry, I'm not online. I'd hope to be during the meeting to do an assessment of what the programming process is at the various stations. for example, in New York, we had a program council at one point. We had department heads whose presence was required. They wouldn't show up. People gave themselves 2 and 3 shows. You know that. So we really need to find out how the pudding is being made, or is it the sausage? Anyway.
Serene, could you do that again?
I'm saying we need to understand. We need to do some sort of query of program directors. You know, whether whether members of this committee undertake it themselves, or we ask the IED to do it through the GM. But to find out how, in fact, programming decisions are being made around the network. How does new programming come on? How many shows do people get to give themselves? You know, you send someone out to search for a good show and they find themselves. You know, what's the process? How are programs evaluated? How are new programs being added? How are producers being supported in their work? What sort of development do we have in fact for producers? So that query needs to be made. So I would say those are kind of like the two things I would like us to dig back and find out about. But also going forward, we have midterm elections, and while they're not national, they are nationwide, and there are certain themes that I think are consistent pretty much across the country. Certainly the issue of education and health, physical and mental health, and immigration, we know, is still not being properly addressed, but it's the kind of thing nobody wants to look at, and why isn't Pacifica at the forefront of that? So we do need to have some sort of, I would think, election year coverage, but it needs to be truly network-wide, not just broadcast over the network, but with participation from all stations within the network. So those are some of the things I would like the committee to focus on.
Eric, to the stack.
Thank you. Who's the next person? I think, did I hear Nancy?
Well, no.
No? Who did
no,
I hear?
No, it wasn't me.
Eric was first.
Before Eric, someone said to the stack.
No, Janet interrupted me. As which is a surprise, of course. Eric had spoken before that and asked for the staff.
Okay. All right. So
am I recognized? Just building on what Serene just said, I had brought up at least twice to the bottom line is following what Serene had just said, I had proposed some months ago that the 5 stations have essentially, out of lack of a better phrase, a network newscast that could take place, if not daily, weekly. And it would deal specifically, I guess, not only with the issues that Supreme probably talked about, but what's going on in the local communities that we represent or where we're located. I feel strongly about this. I think that will facilitate a lot of what Serena just said. I mean, I'm in agreement pretty much 99% of what she just said, but I have brought that up, and I don't think it's something that needs to be really brainstormed and evaluated. You know, it's just a matter of saying, yes, we'll do it. But that's been a project of mine for the last two. I mean, it's been something I've envisioned for the last couple of years. I'd like to see us move on something like that. I'll move on that exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not positive that it's a topic for this committee, but I'm sure this committee could get that resolved and okayed, and it would go through the local stations.
Okay. Next. Who's next on the stack?
Okay, I'll go.
Who's this?
Nancy from KPFT. I would like to see us, and I think we should move. We don't have time, actually, these elections that are coming up, national elections. I think we should, if we feel like we have the time and it's important, get people together and other board members and start organizing debates of people on the air. We're always criticized at KPFT that we put too much on our own board, local station board elections and opinions of the candidates, and not enough on the national and local elections. So just jump in and put your input on the email list, and then we can, I mean, listserv, and then we can help them there. Thank you. And then about news, a newscast, oh, our local news, we need help. it's very, I don't mean to berate their work, but I mean, it's sometimes it's just the newspaper, and our newspaper is Hearst. I mean, it's awful. we need to help each other. And then we don't have at KPFDA a program council that publishes minutes. Everything is executive session, and the manager has selected everybody, and he will not go with the, will not allow, and so it's just going to be the, we'll see if the board has enough guts to push this thing that was passed, this program council design that was passed last year. Okay, what I would like to see is that our Achilles tendon is, we don't have youth. So how, I would like very much to hear from other programmers, if y'all could talk to programmers, with their ideas of how we can get youth on the shows, on the different shows, with their choice of music and their choice of topics, and a youth show. We used to have one. We don't have any more. It's gone. And except for Sprouts, that's it. And I don't know about the other stations. I'm sorry. I would really like to hear from the other people on this input, how we can get the youth.
Point of information. Okay. Just quickly, I'm sorry.
Answer, were you through?
I'm finished.
Okay.
That was the most important part of what I was going to say, and I'm sorry I left it out. On the newscast, we would use youth as the reporters and probably, and in some cases, as the anchors for the newscast.
Wow. Okay. High school or university? I'm sorry.
High school.
Okay, that makes sense. Please, the other people have to leave. Let them speak before they go.
Yes, who else?
I'm fine. I'm finished.
Okay, who else?
Eric Randy's going to stay on the call for a bit. I can't take any more of this local stuff. But
is there anyone on the call that has to leave now?
Yeah,
if not, then let me hear some more suggestions from other folks. Someone who hasn't spoken yet? None? Hello?
Yes.
It looks like the naysayers have it.
here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do the best I can in terms of the notes and so forth and get these out to everyone. And if I left out anyone's suggestion, will you just email it back to me very quickly so I can compile them all and get them all out to everyone as soon as possible so that when we decide on the next meeting date, we'll have some basic information that we've discussed this meeting for the next meeting. Is that okay?
We haven't established when the next meeting was going to be.
No.
Yeah.
I'm going to send out a poll for that tomorrow, and everyone can look at the dates and decide, unless everyone is in a position now to make...
Okay, what dates are we not able to do it on this week?
We have to look at the national calendar, and everyone, I don't know, everyone have anything in front of them right now that they can make that decision. I'm suggesting that I polled everyone, sent a poll out tonight, and everyone will look at it and select the most available date for them.
What's the time frame, Jim? I'm sorry, point of information. Is this going to be in the next 10 days? Come up with a meeting within the next 10 days?
Yes, we can. We can do that because we can say that would be a continuation meeting from this meeting, so that we can get something done. Okay.
Yes. Fine with me.
Benito Tuesday.
Yes.
So, one, Jim, I'll send my the ideas as soon as I can this evening or tomorrow morning because I got to get on this other call. But I'd just like to say in terms of the next meeting date so people can think about it, there are three of us from PFW that are on this committee who are also on our mass committee. And I'm not trying to put, one group over the other group, or one committee over the other committee, but I mean, we're in a sensitive situation right now in terms of trying to reach conclusions on or a pool of candidates for GM and a PD. So we're meeting just about every Monday. And so I just want to say that if at all possible, if we could select a date other than Monday, that would be helpful.
Okay, we'll look at that seriously, Benito. Okay?
Adriana, for a sec.
Adriana.
Yes, Jim. I believe that we shouldn't repeat what we hear permanently in all our meetings. If you're okay with that, I will send some specific people raise point of order, and Robert Rule of Order said that point of order, the purpose is enforce rules, not the option to interrupt and say whatever is in your mind. And point of information is just to request information, not to make a statement. If we can use really this and respect each other and respect the people that are on the, that have the floor, maybe we can do something meaningful. I can send a copy and the sites from Robert Rule of Order that what point of information means, what point of order means, etc. Maybe it will help us to have a better meeting.
Thank you,
Adriana. I think, well, Benito to the stack.
And Eric to the stack, please, after Benito.
Go ahead, Benito.
Well, I'd just like to thank Adriana for that suggestion. I think it would be very helpful.
Thank you. Eric?
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm in disagreement with what she said. I think it's slightly subject to interpretation. It's not cut in burnt in stone. It's a fluid definition, something that can be subject to term, to interpretation. I mean, not to the extreme, but I mean, it's subject to interpretation.
I hear you, Eric. But don't you think that if we agree on a specific way to handle these things, that we'd be in better shape than we would be if we just leave it out there in the air?
I'm in agreement. I mean, I'm not sure it's appropriate to tell somebody, well, that's not a point of information. Point of order, yeah, there's only one way to look at it. A point of information is slightly different.
Well, all I'm saying is that I'm just responding to you, Eric. If we decide that a point of information is a point where someone wants to ask a question, if we decide that that's the way it is and we all accept that, then that's the way we should go.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
down on a lot of confusion.
That's fine.
This is Kim.
Did I hear someone else's voice before Kim?
Adriana?
Yes.
Yes. What I'm saying is we have the right to express ourselves and have time to talk and have the floor. What I'm saying is Robert Rule of Order means a specific, like point of order or point of information, stop anything else. That's not specific. You know, because if not, what I see that if we don't agree in what we are doing, everybody uses whatever language they want because it is point of order or point of information. I have the right to interrupt everybody and put their mind idea.
Okay.
What I'm saying is we should agree that the definition, what the definition of those things are and what we can do with them will be a more orderly meeting. That's what I think. Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead. Was that you, Kim?
It was. I would suggest that somebody just go to Robert's Rules and write it out, what the two definitions are, and pass it around to the committee members so we have an idea of what Robert's Rule says, because it's pretty clear-cut. Yes, there's some interpretation, but it's very clear-cut, and maybe nobody really understands what they exactly mean. But let's start with Robert's and go from there. And our bylaws, you know, we are under Robert's Rule. That is what we are bound by. So before we go making up stuff about what a point of order is, it's very easy to just check. They're not that complicated. They're not that hard to follow either.